Good evening.
Good evening.
As we join together this time, let us extend a warm greeting to our dear lady friend. I have been aware of the words used to return to you, my dear friends, in order that these visitors have the opportunity to hear our words.
Yes, thank you.
I know that some of you are beginning to recognize within yourselves that element of progress which is part of your learning. And I have to say, we in spirit are also thankful for the progress each of you is making. For this time, I will, because of your guests, take some questions at this time.
Any questions, you two?
I had a reading with one of my mum's friends, who's a very good psychic. She said one of my childhood best friends was a soulmate, and I wasn't sure if she was aware of the term twin soul, or I'm not entirely sure of the difference. And I just wondered if my best friend was a soulmate or a twin soul.
I see. We have discussed this topic on occasions, and I am sure that the information can be given to you and the difference explained to you. Can that be done for this young woman?
We can do that, yes.
I think Natalie has read the transcripts, but she wasn't clear from what she was reading. She was still a little confused. I think that was the why she asked the question.
Can I ask what your confusion is in that case?
I think it was the different energy frequencies. Like, the soulmate is the same frequency, and you're supposed to have... It's very rare to be in the same lifetime as your soulmate, unless there's a strong purpose behind it. For either one to support the other throughout that lifetime on the earthly plane, or... The twin soul was a different frequency and vibration, and you're coming together to blend that energy.
Yes.
But you've apparently had different past lives together and in other incarnations. But I was told at first, my first question to my mum's friend was, had I had a past life with this friend who I felt a connection with? And she said no. So I think I was just confused by it already.
Yes, if you have a soulmate or a twin mate, you have had contact before. How else would it be possible for those energies to blend and to be known to each other? So I would say to you this, that I believe the friend you speak of is indeed a twin soul.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, but I have spoken about this subject before.
Thank you.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, that does massively. Thank you.
Yes, well, I'll make sure you are able to see the previous mention. I have had communication with a gentleman over the past 3 weeks, and this is a topic again which has come up before more than once, but this gentleman is particularly disturbed by what has been said during the Mary visions at Fatima, and how there is apparent contradiction with spiritual teaching. And perhaps I could read his latest communication relating to that.
Do you mean he is confused by the words spoken at the time?
He is scared. I can best read what he has finally stated. I still need you to ask Selimet, what is the significance of the hellish or hellfire part of the Fatima visions, just like that? Ask him if that will happen to anyone, if anyone is tortured forever. Would I put it in those words? I would very much like to hear direct from him. He apologizes and feels that this is perhaps selfish, but he is so frightened by the idea of endless torture, which was mentioned during the Fatima visions.
Yes. Firstly, let me say about visions and words that are uttered in the name of religions. You know, my dear friends, when first I came to you, I came to you with words of truth and love. I also told you that many would not accept these words, and that you have found to be true also.
Yes.
You must remember that different religions have their own tenets of belief. The words used at Fatima are those from a religion that you know called Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And they preach that there is hellfire, which I have to say is, and I do not apologize for such strong words, but it is all nonsense.
We agree?
Yes.
It has been spoken at a time when people were not literate, the recent visitation, but the previous beginning of that religion. It was to hold the people in a grip that they could not free themselves from. It was a teaching of fear. Mm-hmm. And this the gentleman must try to understand. I am here to tell him there is no such thing as hell in the sense that he recognizes it. No one person remains separated from the love of that great spirit for all time. Everyone who passes into spirit is cared for and loved. Even those who have wronged themselves in any lifetime are never forgotten. The gentleman needs to recognize that any hell fire feelings are feelings of their own worth. No one punishes you except yourself.
Yes.
That is the point that he has to grasp.
Yes. Yes, I've tried to say this, but I know that he will very much value your own words direct on this.
Yes.
And I'm sure he will be most grateful.
Yes. I can state to him categorically that no person suffers forever. The only suffering that exists is the suffering of that individual. And after all, is he not existing in a state of hell at the moment?
Yes,
indeed he is.
He is certainly in a state of fear.
I would also like you to tell him that we will help him in any way that we can.
Wonderful.
Yes. I would say never be afraid, because you are returning home. If the life that you lead upon this earth is one that you have done your very best in, then there is no fear. How many times, my dear friends, have I quoted to you that fear is your enemy?
Mm-hmm.
Replace all fear with love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I hope that at least will help him.
Yes, wonderful. In the case of transgressions, we know there is the self condemnation.
Yes.
But
that is the only condemnation.
Yes.
There is no one in the spirit world who would take that course.
And we know that does not go on forever.
Of course not. What? How terrifying for people that they have been taught these things.
Yes, it's a shame. How about our other guest? Any questions?
No, because I'm not very often. No, I don't think so.
Simon, you said to us that nobody needs suffer pain, and a lady who's just died, she was in an awful lot of pain before she died and had been for many months. I just sort of half wondered if maybe it was her time to return, and she was afraid of returning, and this was the boost she needed to help her to move back. I don't know if that's a wrong thought or.
No, when I say no one need have pain, that of course is in an ideal world. But as you know, as human beings, you do not live in an ideal world. But the opportunity is there for you at every stage of your living to be free from pain. I do not say it is easy for you, but I will state once again that you do not have to suffer pain. It is all to do with what is deep within.
Right.
And sometimes you know that pain gives the being time to think.
Yes.
Time to allow that spirit to come to the fore. Yes.
I was just going to say, I have in the past tried to give her some of your teaching. She was quite a church girl, but I did try and slip in a few things which I hope helped her, perhaps in that time of need.
You see, my dear friends, when people become ill, it is really a little late, because going within to keep healthy begins from the time that you have existed on this earth plane. That is why I constantly tell you, you must go within. You must make that connection with the divine power. In that way, you should remain free from pain. Even if you have a condition which gives pain, you should have the knowledge to go within, to ask for our help, and also to free yourself from pain. But when it has reached a certain stage, it is difficult for you as human beings to control it for yourselves.
Well, she certainly was in agony before she died.
Yes. And that lady was faithful.
Yes.
Yes.
She was, yes.
Which, you see, lengthens the time of pain.
Yes.
It is not an easy topic for you as human beings to accept. And this I know and understand. But I cannot retract those words, that there is no reason for anyone to be suffering.
The thing is, you know, we're lucky in this group that you've given us these teachings, and we can tell other people, obviously they have their free will and they can accept it or not accept it.
Yes.
But there are many people who actually haven't had this teaching and who haven't read our words, so that would make it quite difficult for them to know what they should actually be doing.
I would say to you, my dear friend, each and every one of you comes to this world with an innate knowledge of what is right and what you should do. It is only life which changes those thoughts. And as you grow older in life, you become farther away from truth and love. That is why it is necessary for people such as myself to come to your world to try to help and to educate you.
Well, do you understand? Well, we do thank you for that.
In the recent years, Sally Matt, much has been spoken about the earth moving forward spiritually. In a recent evening, you spoke of this sector of the universe moving forward. So what is happening is more than just this one planet. And I think I would interpret those words about a sector of the universe, this galaxy moving forward, I think I would interpret that as including Earth and the visitors that we have had to the Earth. I doubt if any visitors with spaceships would arrive here from beyond this part of the galaxy. Does that make sense?
Yes, but firstly, let me say this to you, that yes, galaxies evolve as each other become intertwined, and yes, I understand what you are saying, and it is not quite true that there could be no visitations from other galaxies, because you see, the stronger the mind focus, the easier it is to unite with others. In the same way that we try to demonstrate the mind with our dear friend Paul. Communication is possible outside of your own galaxy.
Oh yes, yes, we appreciate communication, mind link communication.
You mean physically?
I was thinking physically. Yes.
Yes, of course. No, that would not be possible at this time of evolution. No.
So the advancement of this sector of the galaxy would include Earth and the physical visitors to it.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes, because they are united. All areas within the one galaxy have a unity which has to travel together, if you like, to put it into simple words.
Yes.
So, yes.
So perhaps we can think of ourselves as a cosmic club.
If you so desire. Yes. Yes. Mm. You can never be a single unit.
No.
Any planet within this galaxy, there is and has to be connection. Mm. You understand?
Thank you.
But that includes evolving at your own rates, even although there is that unity. The evolvement of each planet may vary. You understand?
Mm. Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Do you have any more questions before I take my leave?
Yes, could you... could you explain about Morgellons disease that I've been reading about recently?
In what way?
Where it comes from, what exactly it is, and perhaps what it's connected to.
Yes, I understand. I will say to you, my dear friend, firstly, you have a mind which is quite expensive for different levels of things. Yes. Sometimes with your reading you take things a little literally, but that is not a fault. But I would just say to you, do not be too much of a sponge. That is my first words to you. Mm-hmm. The condition you speak of is primarily based within the blood. That is not quite understood yet. I do not know quite what you have read, but I will say to you, it is a condition of this time of your earth. It is a condition that has to be, if I may put it that way. Do you understand what I am saying to you?
I think I get that, but do people catch it, or do you just get it?
At the moment, it is passed through contact, and again, that is not widely known. So yes, I would say to you, it is a contact condition. So, yes. But I will speak to you more next time about this.
Thank you.
I hope that is enough for you at this time.
Yes, thanks.
Now, I will take my leave and allow the rest of your evening to take place. As always, my dear friends, I leave you cloaked in my love.
Thank you for your visit.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, and thank you for answering so many questions, which that is much appreciated. Thank you so much.